We're starting to see some signs pointing in that direction with the June development of hotter, drier conditions across much of the country.
And in some years, when we experience a rapid change from El Nino to La Nina,
historically, there is an increased risk of crop concerns or crop losses, just to be blunt about it.
So, should farmers be concerned? Well, Rippey looks at what happened in both 1983 and 1995, when the spring started with good moisture in most areas.
The switch flipped effectively in July. We went into a very hot, dry weather pattern with significant impacts. So we are concerned that we could be in that arena where we see an increased risk of summer heat and short-term dryness that could be a concern for corn and soybeans and other summer crops.
La Nina can really change the weather, and that includes the possibility of more hurricanes in the Atlantic. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.